Hey, this is Curtis with the Random Thoughts Podcast. How do I start? Why is there so many single men and women in America today? Is it lack of communication? Or is it because some of you trifling ass women think you're too good to settle? Appears to be, because I once heard a woman say she wanted a man making six figures. Six figures? That's like between $100,000 and $999,000 a year. Do you even know the quantity of men that make that much money in America? 1%. So, and you know, the sad thing about that shit was, this woman worked at Wendy's. Yeah, she was cute and all, but what do she got to bring to the table? And then she had kids. Ain't nowhere in hell. Me, personally, I'm about to take care of a woman with two kids, and she work at Wendy's, and I'm making $100,000 a year. I'm not even going that route. So I don't know what she's thinking or where she thought she was at or what the... I don't know. I don't get it, people. I don't get it. Because people really aren't ready for the truth. You can tell somebody, especially a woman, the truth, and they take it as you're belittling them or ragging on them. Or, you know, whatever they want to call it. But the truth is the truth no matter what it is. I don't care what you think. The truth is the truth. And half of you know that somebody telling you the truth and you looking right in their face. That's kind of like half of you know somebody lying to you. And they know that you know they lying and they looking you right in your face. Almost pretty much the same thing. But everybody think, well, the majority of the people, I'm not going to say everybody, think, excuse me, they can be happy by getting the man or the woman they want. Man, can't no man or no woman make you happy? You cannot be happy with somebody until you learn how to be happy by yourself. Please, please don't do that. And what I mean by that is putting your happiness on somebody else's shoulders or somebody else's back. Because I'm not gonna try, you know, I don't need nobody to even attempt to make me happy. Because damn it, I make me happy. You can't do a whole lot for me to make me just happy. I'm not sorry. Period. But hands down, you do not need another person for you to have happiness in your life or to even make you happy. And on another note, people need to communicate more. Communicate what it is that you want. What you want. What you expect, and if they not on the same page as you and you're not on the same page as them, then hey, you go your separate ways. It's, you know, it's pretty much a done deal. I don't understand why people think that they need somebody in their life. I can be happy by my damn self. Being honest, I really can. Because some people honestly need to stop blaming others and take responsibility. And just realize, why do you keep blaming others for when you fail? Or when something go wrong? Or when you can't lose weight? Or when you think you eating too much? Or even at your job, oh, I have to do everything. You do, man, you have to take responsibility for yourself. The man or woman who blames others, they got a long journey. The ones who blames himself or herself is halfway there. But the one who blames no one but themselves for whatever it is that they done or didn't do, then they pretty much arrived. You can't not put your shit on somebody else. It's like a treadmill. You start blaming people running on the treadmill, you ain't going nowhere. Cause you're still on that damn treadmill. Like a damn hamster on the wheel. Just running, running, running. That's what happens when you start blaming other people for your shit. Take responsibility for yourself. That's a part of life. Cause your happiness begins with you. If you just a miserable damn person, then pretty much that's what you're gonna be, a miserable damn person. So, can't do nothing about that. And a lot of times they say misery love company. I don't think so. Yeah, when I'm miserable, I like to be by my damn self. I don't want to project that shit on nobody. It's just not going to happen. And some of you women, you talking about a six-figure man. What the hell are you bringing to the table? Anyway, you know? So you got a job. Some, most of you out there now got kids, especially the young ones between 18 and 37. Some even 47 got teenagers running around. Then you want to bring a man in, take care of your funky ass kids, and then they have the time, they don't even want to listen to you. You ain't my daddy. You damn right I'm not your dad, because if I was your dad, I would have bitten and put my foot up your ass. Period. But that's neither here nor there. But a woman cannot expect a man to come in and take care of her ass and she got two or three kids. It just ain't gonna work. So especially a nigga that's making six figures, why would you even want to come into a situation like that? I wouldn't. So for the ones that don't mind it, then have at it. I'm just not that guy. But you're not gonna find your knight in shining armor. I'm sorry, ladies. He's just not out there. If you get a brother that's got a job, you better cherish that shit. Cause it's tough out there. And being by yourself, the longer you're by yourself and the older you get, the more the value of you go down. I'm just saying. Because a lot of times people think sex is all it's what all a man wants. Men don't always want sex, and we don't only want sex. We want peace. We want respect. Like Chris Rock said, we want the big piece of chicken. But come on now. A lot of you think you're going to get that rich man. You're wasting time. You better get out there and get what you got and get what you can. Because you ain't even on some of these people's level that's making six figures. Why would they come down to your level? What you going to do? You know, people on Instagram and Facebook and all these outlets, half of that shit ain't even real. You can look at it, it's entertainment. You're not gonna get a rapper. You're not gonna get an actor. You're not gonna get a movie star. Hey, face it, if you in the hood, how the fuck you think you gonna find a six-figure nigga in the hood? Come on now. Does that even make sense? Why would I make six figures and still be in the hood? That should answer your question. Half of you ain't even worth six figures. My might think it is. You might think you are, but you're not. You know? Like the woman talking about at Wendy's. Fuck out of here. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. Cause I'm like this. I'm 60 years old. Personally, if I can't get peace and respect, I'm better off by myself. That's life. I am 100% capable of taking care of myself. Period. And I'm 100% not going to take care of a woman. Not 100%. You got to bring something to the table. And I don't expect women to take care of men. 100%. It's all got to be a collective effort. Period. That's just the way I see it. And you women, I know a lot of you have these houses and apartments or whatever, and your guy, he comes in, and you guys are starting a relationship, and he moves in with you. The worst thing you can tell that brother is to get out your house. He never comes back from that shit. You tell him to get out, all in the back of his mind. He might be there for a couple of days or a month or two or three or four, but that's still in the back of his mind. How the hell are we supposed to be trying to have a relationship, but when it comes to an argument, it's your house? Why is that? That's why a lot of men are getting their own now. They'd rather have their own than be by themselves. They would date you. But a lot of men ain't putting themselves in that position no more to where they have that over their head. That gives a woman power that she thinks she has over you. And men don't need that in their life, especially if they trying to make something together. That shit is crazy. It don't make no sense. You're gonna get out there and work, and then come home, have a little argument after you done paid the bill. And you know, they have the best time for them to do it is right after you done paid the bills and pissed them off. And they know you ain't got that much money left in your pocket. It don't make sense, but it makes sense, because we're going to like that. So I just had to get on here and say some stuff. I know I hadn't been on here in a while, but that was just some stuff that was randomly on my mind. And you parents out there shaking your head, wiping tears, making these prison visits, picking out caskets, because nobody can tell some of y'all kids what to do or tell you what they're doing without you going into beast mode. I'm just going to tell you, you parents out there, you need to stop defending these badass kids and start disciplining these kids, because some of these kids out here, they don't even stand a chance with some of y'all as parents. Everything is not an attack on them, your kids. More than not, it's an attempt to save your damn kids. Because if you don't discipline them, the police gonna discipline them, the prison system gonna discipline them, the jail gonna discipline them, or they gonna wind up dead. Get your shit together, parents. And understand. But back to communication. We all gotta communicate. We gotta let people know what we're willing to do and what we're not willing to do. I'm a firm believer, and I'm gonna tell you from the jump, my no is no. I'm too old to play games and to pussyfoot around. My no is no. If you can't understand that, then something is wrong with you. I do not owe an explanation with my no. It's just simply no. I don't have to explain anything to you. That's just that. learn to understand people that you just want to be with somebody that you can do everything with. You don't want to have to do everything, but you want somebody that you can do everything with. Somebody that's going to take half of what it is. You're driving to on a vacation. Hell, help that man drive. That man is tired just like you are. Everywhere you're tired, you want to go somewhere, that man got to drive. No. Now, I would rather have a contract than a marriage license. Because it seems like to me, you women don't understand. Everything is 50-50. There is no you, there is no me, there is a we. And if we can't have that, then I look better gone. So, and that, my friends, is called the subtle art of not giving a fuck. Because I'll struggle with you. I don't care who it is. If I'm for you, I'm for you. I'll struggle with you, but I'll be damned if I struggle for you. Because I literally notice how happy I get when I just do me. I don't have to have somebody. I can date, or you can date and be just as happy. You got your place, I got my place. Ain't neither one of us got to live nowhere. You pay your bills, I pay my bills. But we got that connection where we can go out, we can hang out, we can do whatever it is that we do. We're grown, we're adults. Because if I ever meet love again, I hope it's genuine. Not for what I can do for you, but what can we do together to make this shit work. So, don't y'all always start believing in all that shit you see on social media. Because in real life, women date short men. Men date women with no ass, no titties. Women do go 50-50. With men paying for rent and vacations and etc. But a lot of people be on social media just to argue, just for sake of arguing online. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. But I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave it alone. And I'm going to get off here because the game is on and I'm missing the game. But doing what needs to be done may not make you happy, but it will make you great. Some of y'all going to get it. Some of y'all not. So, fuck what you heard. I keep my circle small and my wall high. I don't play games, and I'll treat you the same way you treat me. So be careful not to underestimate me. My heart is big and I do love hard. But I don't give a fuck even harder. Y'all have a good day. Stay blessed. Stay mindful. What's going on around you, because it's getting crazy out here. Stay vigilant. Keep your back to the wall and keep your head to the grind. This has been Curtis with the Random Thoughts Podcast. And I'm out.